If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
So, let's start insulting. If laughter is the best medicine, your face must be curing the world.
You are like my asthma. You take my breath away.
Your family tree must be a cactus because everyone on it is a...
You never laugh at your significant one choices because you are one of them.
No, I'm not insulting you. I'm describing you.
You know what is the best medicine for marriage?
I know.
Alcoholism.
It's better to let someone think you're an idiot than to open your mouth and prove it.
You know, I married Mrs. Wright. I just didn't find out before that her first name is always.
Get Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today it's Wednesday, the time is now 6 and 9 minutes, actually. You know what, call it 10 minutes. No, 10 minutes, yeah. 6 and 10 minutes, and the day today is the 4th day of July. Believe it or not, today is American Independence Day. So, when is going to be my Independence Day? When am I going to say, you know what, Roy, you are independent. You can do whatever you want. But it will never happen, eh? Never, I don't think it will happen.
Not in this lifetime.
Not in this lifetime.
But strange things
happen in life. I'm telling you, next time, I'm not getting married. I promise, next time I'm just not getting married.
And you'll tell your children not to get married.
No, they must suffer a little bit like me. You can't just go have any fun. I mean, you know, you have to see what is it all about, you know. So what do we have? The Jewish day today is the 21st of the month of Tammuz, and the year is 5,778. Yeah. So my name is Roy Perez, and I want to introduce my porn stars. So for that, I've got the 5th porn star, believe it or not. And here goes Sasha Starr.
He returned.
Hey?
It's like the prodigal daughter.
Yeah.
She's back with a bang.
I can't hear myself so well. And I think it's better like this, yeah. I don't know if I'm putting too much music, less music, or whatever.
Well, we're in a new studio, Roy.
And Sasha, you remember the numbers. What is it? 061-891. What is it?
061-895-1019.
1019, here you go. So, is that our studio numbers? 34519 will cost you $1.50. This one you remember too.
Yes.
So, all right.
I don't have to. You remembered for us.
Oh, do you? All right. So, and what is the new. What are the new studio numbers?
061.
No, 010.
Listen, it's not fair. I haven't been here for a while.
Yeah. So what? But you're young. You still remember.
It took 3 months to stop calling it new numbers. So and you were there when we stopped.
Yeah. So, who do we have more? We've got from the deeps of Hyde Park, he comes to us, the gentle giant. He is also our coin antique and memorabilia expert. His name is Eitan Nadler.
Woo! Good evening, everyone.
If you hear a little bit of echo, this studio is still not 100% going. But let me tell you, it looks like it's going to be fabulous. Don't you think, Peter?
We've squeezed everyone into the studio.
Yeah.
We're all looking smiley. I'm sitting now next to you. Before I sat opposite you.
Yeah.
I can now work with you. It's close. I can see what's happening on your computer. Yeah. It's wonderful.
I
have to say as well, a big difference. It's not freezing.
Yeah,
not
freezing.
It was very funny. You know, with the cold weather, I went to draw some money at my ATM this morning and it says my account's been frozen.
So just wait it for a month. Yeah.
I'm going to wait till it warms up.
Yeah, so who do we have here today? I can't say from 96 Centrum Drive. Okay, let's say like this. From 96 Centrum Drive, running the most beautiful establishment. Almost the most beautiful establishment. Second to Cash In, most beautiful establishment called Top Cash. He's also a Swiss watch and diamond expert, and unfortunately, he's now on his flight from the airport to South Africa. I want you not to forget Leah Rimon.
Yeah.
So who's next here? He's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. Say hello to Peter Feldman.
Thank you. It's nice to be in the new place. It's nice to have all our friends around us. There's a lot of hot air going on in the studio, so we're all getting nice and warm.
It is hot, eh?
Don't tell them all the secret, but...
I'll keep stum.
Yeah.
Keep stum. All right. So what do we have more? What do we have more? Oh.
The one...
She's the lady that gives me hard time. No, she's not my wife. She hails from the deeps of Kashin. In Hyde Park, she's also a jewelry person. If anyone needs a ring for any occasion... call our office and talk to her 011-325-7777. Her name is Irene Bauer.
Hello.
Darlings, you forgot that.
Ugly people.
Hey.
I'm going to introduce our new...
Edition
to Cashing Family. Her name is Lache. How are you, Lache?
I'm good, thanks.
All right. Did you prepare something for us today?
I think I forgot it.
You forgot it. You forgot your homework. The dog ate them. All right. So, okay, that's Lache. Woo! All right. Please don't forget to like us on our Facebook. Oh, where do we have you? We actually... Oh, whoa.
The one with the best.
Last but not least. The rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. But she's going to do it for prayers. So, say hello to Nicole.
Hey.
Yay!
She can't hear you.
She can. She can hear us. She says going to hear us. All right. Please don't forget to like us on Facebook as Porn Stars on 101.9. You can also follow our short videos on Instagram as Roy Peretz. I promise you it's nice. Our videos are nice. Eitan is taking care of them. He's really
They're all of you.
Please don't interrupt.
They're all of me.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what makes nice. Eh?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Now we're changing. There is a lot of snapshots, so you will be very surprised when you see them.
Oh, baby, snapshots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So more of Roy.
No. Just wait and see.
So anyway, we've got like this. If you're listening from all over the world, and I know there's a lot of people listening for us from outside South Africa, I'm getting mail from US, Canada, South America, Argentina, Chile, Costa Rica. You can't believe it. From Cyprus, from Greece, from really all over the world. Please carry on. You can get us on www.chaifm.com. You can also go to our podcast if you miss, like if you're on the other side of the world, yeah, and you're missing our show, you can always listen to our podcast. And today what are we going to do? So just now we're going to listen to me, what I have to say. Well, not always you're going to like what I have to say, but if you don't, I don't care. And if you do,
I do care.
All right. So just now we're going to listen to Peter talking about some movies. Eitan will talk a little bit about history. Hey, eh, Eitan?
Yeah, a couple of things.
We're going to talk a little bit about history. Don't forget today is the 4th of July, so we've got a lot of history on today.
And fireworks.
Yeah. And I wonder, where's my music? So I want to see where's my music, and then I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do.
And this is Tabo Emergency.
Yeah.
Top is running around. Yeah.
All right. So let me tell you something. So listen to what I have to say, and guys. If you don't mind, just really, yeah. Okay. And believe it or not, even the left American magazines like the New York Times are saying we ran out of words to describe how good the job numbers are. And I'm quoting: the economy is in a sweet spot with steady growth and broad improvement in the labor market. It is the lowest unemployment for the last 18 years. It's a new high of employment in the Afro-Americans. Even the New York Times, that was a strong opposition to Trump, say, we ran out of words. Do you know Nicolas Maduro? He's the new elected president of Venezuela, and he's quite crappy. He's been elected again to a 6-year presidency together with Erdogan and Putin. They make a wonderful trio. Now I'm talking about quite a crappy dictators. Looking at Erdogan or Nicolas Maduro, those corrupt individuals managed to get back again in power. Yay!
Now, those three individuals, Maduro, Erdogan, and Putin, hate freedom because it gives filthy peasants, as they call them, too much power over their own lives. Now, those two, Maduro and Erdogan, are busy liquidating state assets to enrich themselves. What's better than this? We have the same thing here in South Africa. And stealing from poor people who live horrible, short life before they die without nothing. Now, the Venezuelan president is trying to sell everything on a free market. So what Trump does, he signs an executive order to stop anybody, in America anyway, to buy from those state liquidations and profit out of this desperation. Now, there have been a mass exodus, same as South Africa, of doctors, lawyers, teachers, nurses, etc., and everyone else that has the means to escape that regime. That's how we call socialism. That's what the South African government is trying to create, a new socialist society. I'm not comparing it 100% to South Africa, but it looks like that's the way we're going. Now, in Venezuela right now, there's 14,000% of inflation. In South Africa, according to our, well, we call it central bank or the reserve bank, there's like 10% or something of inflation. There's been a VAT increase from 14 to 15%. Now, you say it's nothing, but it is 7.5% in VAT increase only. In April, the dollar was 11.70 to the South African rand. What happened and why are we sitting above the mark of 13.80? Did people completely lost faith in the South African rand? What will happen? Where are we going to get? Where's the government wants to take us? Do you pay attention to the climbing amount of violent crime? Do you think it's normal? What has the new president done? Maybe he can't do it. I don't think it's worse than the old one, but what do you guys think? Do you think we're okay here? Do you think we're safe? What do you think about the white population in South Africa? What do you think about the farmers? Why can a black person deliver statements over Facebook, Twitter, or whatever about hate, kill, racism, and no one goes against him? Why not? I'm not saying why they can and we can't. I don't want to be racist, but why are we allowing anybody to be racist? Racism is not black to white, or white to black, or purple to yellow, or who cares to what. Racism is racism. I can't say I love everybody. I don't. I hate people that hate me. I feel like an idiot when people saying, how can you hate? Hate is a very bad word. 100%, I'd say. Hate is a terrible word. But I will not love, and I can easily say, I will hate anyone that hates me. Well, in a radio show, it's very simple. I'm actually proud of people that hate me. It may sound weird to you, but it's a kind of compliment. Meaning what I say actually penetrates some people. And again, going back to the Israel problem, the problem can be over very quickly. If you think about it, we have the power, or Israel have the power, to finish that conflict in a second. All they say is, okay, we take over Gaza and we take over Judea and Samaria, and that's it. And here we go. We go back into a military occupation, and that's it. And you know what? It worked very nice before, and it can continue working. So many people will say, so what's the solution? Maybe there's no solution. At least not right now. At least not something we can say, all right, here it is coming. And we've got that Oslo agreement. Why can't we leave that Oslo agreement? It already claimed about 1,800 lives. It legitimized the Palestinians. Why can't we say, you know what? We actually kept our side. You didn't. All right, there's no more agreement. I think I gave you too much to think about. And I want to make it a very happy day, especially today, the 4th of July. I want to celebrate together with our American people. I think they've got something to look forward to. They've got some great time forward because you got somebody there that really cares about the country. And I'm really excited for them. And I really want to have something like this here in South Africa, something that everybody cares about the country, about the people, not only about the chair they're sitting on, not only corruption, taking money, regime upon regime. Everybody's trying to take a piece of us. You know what? It's about time that we're going to wake up and shake those guys and make something of ourselves. We've got a great country which has great people. Come, guys. So for the 4th of July, we'll play a great song, something special, especially for you. And that's it. And let's carry a very fun, nice, great show after that.
So, yeah. Hopefully you understood what I said. It's just that I hope you like my thing, and I hope you like that Beyonce that sings the national anthem of the U.S. And yeah, it was a little bit heavy, a little bit how can I say?
But you were happy with it, Roy.
No, I was happy with it. I was happy with it. The only thing is, you know, I'm gonna do a little bit of advertising, and I'm gonna come back just now to you, Peter.
Thank you.
So yeah. The movie reviews with Peter Feldman. And Peter, we're back. Guys,
We're back.
So what movies do we have?
We have the big one. You know, it's the school holidays at the moment. So I think the big one is Ant-Man and the Wasp. And I must say, it is a most enjoyable movie. It's funny. It's full of activity. It's a lot of special effects. But you know, Ant-Man, he can miniaturize himself. He's got the special costume, and he becomes an ant. And they have so much fun with this. And it's directed by Peyton Reed, who did the movie. He did the first Ant-Man movie in 2015. So it's been 3 years since the last one. And I must say, they've really put the team together. There's Paul Rudd, who plays Ant-Man. And then there's also Evangeline Lilly, who plays the Wasp. Now, the story involves the first generation. And Michael Douglas plays the father of the Wasp, and his wife is Michelle Pfeiffer. Now, they go on an assignment, which was shown 30 years earlier. They look very young. And the Wasp, now played by Michelle Pfeiffer, disappears. She disappears into a quantum realm, and she's living now in a different sphere. And Michael Douglas' character believes that she's still alive. So he gets the Ant-Man to get himself very small and to go looking for her. Meanwhile, there's other shenanigans going on around, and the story is so involved and so complex that to tell you about it on air...
Is it better than the first one?
It is better because it's got so many other strands to it. There's a guy who's a black trafficker in tech, high tech, and he needs one of these special machines that gets you back into this realm, and he needs it. And it's what happens as he goes after it. While the Michael Douglas character, he plays a physicist, and he's very good. He's invented all these different things. And, I mean, it's just everything thrown into it. There's frantic chases. There's cars blown up. There's cars miniaturized. I mean, they take a dinky toy, and the next thing, it's a big car. They get into it, and they drive off. It is wonderful entertainment. And it's added, it's in 3D. So that makes it even worse or better. It depends on what side of the fence you're sitting. I'm not a great fan, Eitan, of the 3D movie.
Yeah,
maybe. Why? It's dark.
It gets very dark.
Yeah, it's dark. It's not.
It's hit you too much into
you,
the
it
eye.
It hits you.
You're missing the enjoyable of it. Sometimes.
The enjoyment, yes. Yes, and, you know, this is being shown all over the country, at all new Metro cinemas. It's a family film, you know.
Let me stop you there for a second. Don't forget, guys, we've got a competition going. So pay attention to what Peter is saying, because you're going to lose if you don't know. So basically, we're going to ask you just now a question about the movies or about what Peter is talking about. So please pay attention.
We're giving away two sets of tickets to lucky listeners. So I'm going to talk about the movies. I've just spoken about Ant-Man and the Wasp. The next movie is called American Animals. And this is an interesting film, because it's about four Kentucky students who 30 years ago robbed an art gallery within the university. And it was a shambles. It just fell apart. It was so stupidly put together. But what is interesting, it's done like a quasi-documentary, because they've got the real guys who actually did it. And they've got little cameos of them as they said why they did it. What was the thinking behind it? And to duplicate this, they have four actors playing these roles. So you got Barry Keoghan, you got Evan Peters, you got Jared Abramson, and you got Blake Jenner. And the director is Barry Layton. Now, these four Kentucky University students, they attempt this multi-million dollar art heist of the work of an American artist who's very famous. His name is John James Audubon, and he's celebrated for his Birds of America. He's done this rich illustrations in this book, and they decide they're going to steal this book in front of, under the nose of the librarian, who's quite a tetchy character, and they've got to put her to sleep, and they've got to work out how they're going to get this huge artwork out of the building. It just falls apart. It's very funny, but it gives you some idea of how imagination doesn't quite work when it becomes reality. And the actors, they do a reasonably good job. And I must say, it has its moments. It's quite funny. And it shows you, you know, how stupidity we can take to the ninth degree. And then the third movie is about dogs. It's called Show Dogs. It's, I don't know how to describe it. It's not a howling success. That's one thing. It's human beings plus live animals plus CGI animated animals. It's all thrown into the mix. And it's about a missing panda baby, a little baby's missing. And this one dog, who's a police dog, links up with an FBI agent. And they're going to the dog show to find out what's happened to this baby panda. I leave the rest to your imagination. It's not a great movie, but the kids might enjoy it if you're under seven. So I must say, it left me barking mad. But otherwise, let's just get on to one thing now. Roy, I'm going to ask a question.
Okay.
Let's hope our listeners are listening. And the question is, I mentioned four names of the actors in Ant-Man and the Wasp. Give us one. Just give us one name. And we'll send you your tickets.
34519 will cost you $1.50, and you get two tickets to New Metro. And you know, we were talking about dogs.
Rodney Dangerfield,
he said that his mom took him once to a dog show, and he won first place.
He won first prize. You know, Roy, I also just want to mention that bookings have opened for the next Girls' Night Out.
Girls' Night Out.
Yes, I think Irene would like that.
Not women. Girls,
yeah,
and
girls.
You married, so leave the girls alone.
Yeah,
no,
but
I told you
I hate women. I actually hate. I love girls though.
Okay, let me get on with this.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll be fired. Bookings have opened for the Girls' Night Out on the 19th of July. It's called Mamma Mia. And what do you know? We've already got one.
A winner.
Yes, we have one winner from Debbie. Thank you, Debbie. You're right. Correct.
So we've got one.
We've already got one. Yes, that's great. We'll keep watching the
34519, guys.
The film opens on July the 20th, but on 19th July, it's called Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. And I know how you guys love ABBA's music. You know, and bookings are open for this ABBA music spectacular. Okay.
All right. So we're all fine, and I just, you know, I want to, let's go to a small, what do we call it? So a small break and
ad
a song.
Break.
Yeah. Gonna go. That's this song. Let me tell you something. This song Irene chose. So, am I right, Irene?
I don't know what it is.
It's a Taylor something.
Yes,
Taylor Swift.
I did.
Taylor Swift. And you like this song?
I love it.
All right. So, we're gonna play this. We're gonna play this song. But before that.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
So, let's start insulting. If laughter is the best medicine, your face must be curing the world.
You are like my asthma. You take my breath away.
Your family tree must be a cactus because everyone on it is a...
Never laugh at your significant one choices because you are one of them.
No, I'm not insulting you. I'm describing you.
You know what is the best medicine for marriage?
I know.
Alcoholism.
It's better to let someone think you're an idiot than to open your mouth and prove it.
You know, I married Mrs. Wright. I just didn't find out before that her first name is always.
Get Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for staying with us. We're back here with Eitan, Peter, Moshe Starogard. How are you, Moshe?
Good evening. Very well.
You're very well. And
he's sleeping in the corner.
We've got even Sasha Storr. How are you, Sasha? We you know what? We miss you so much, and we don't even hear. We don't even hear your voice.
I haven't even had a chance.
Didn't you?
No.
Really? All right.
Ask her to tell us a bit about her holiday.
How was the holiday, really?
And I was in Israel when Israel won Eurovision.
Wow.
That was quite fun.
Was it fun?
Yeah, the results came through at 2 in the morning local time.
Yeah, and?
And everyone in Tel Aviv went to Rabin Square.
Yeah, and jumped into the pool.
They jumped in the pool. Wherever you went, the cars were hooting.
Crazy.
They were singing Toy. Everyone was just having...
It's like they won the World Cup.
It really was. Hmm. In fact, I wrote an article about it, and I put it on the Times of Israel blog. And it said, you know, this is Israel's version of the World Cup, because
we're never going to get the World Cup.
Shocking in sport. And then 2 days after that, Netta Barzilai actually came home.
Yeah.
And she performed.
In the Rabin Square.
In Rabin Square with 50,000 people. I was one of them. And? It was insane. She performed.
She's quite sweet, eh?
She's very lovely.
Yeah.
She performed twice. She performed Toy by herself, and then we all sort of did a sing-along with her.
Yeah.
And then she left, and then they started playing songs from Omer Adam and all types of other songs, and just there was a party, a huge, huge party.
And it was like 38 degrees at night, and it was nice.
No, it wasn't that bad. You'll experience
me. Yeah, I like it. I like it. I've got no problem with it.
So do I. But there were some days, you know, there's a saying in Israel. Mazgan kol hazman.
Mazgan kol hazman. Air conditioned the whole time. Yeah, but I'll tell you something. When you don't work, when you go for a holiday, it doesn't matter. Heat helps you, I think. But when you cold and miserable. You know, my wife said to me the other day, let's go snow skiing. I said, you can go. I mean, no, don't let me. I don't want to let's go to snow skiing. I hate cold. I'm not just hate cold. I can't stand the cold.
Just,
we're gonna wear a lot of clothes. We're gonna go. We're gonna do nicely on the white slopes. It's gonna be magnificent. I said, you can go and do on the white slopes. I cannot go where it's cold. Doesn't work for me. Cold and me no work together.
Roy, yes. You can do angels in the snow. You say you're an angel.
I am an angel. Roy, Angelo. My surname is Angelo. Yeah.
The only skis you like are water skis.
Water ski.
Not,
yeah.
Not snow skis.
No.
Roy, can I just mention?
Please mention.
You know, the comps are only for 2D or 3D movies, but not for 4DX.
He's talking about the competition.
For the competition or VIP. And it's only the week of release, you can't see that movie. You've got to wait until it's done its second run for the second week. Why I mention this is because we had one winner who arrived at a VIP cinema, and they wouldn't accept her Mobi tickets. What happens is you Metro send me the Mobi tickets. I will send it to the winners. And what we do is you take these Mobi tickets, you go to the box office at a new Metro cinema, you give it to them, and they will give you your tickets for a movie of your choice. And that's how it works.
Thank you so much. You know who is, I wanted to say 90, 102, but no, she's 91 years old today. Gina Lubegira. You remember Gina Lubegira?
No, she's not 91, is she?
She's 91. She was born 1927. Mm. That makes her 91.
Ian
and
Nierantach. She was a girlfriend of Christian Barnard.
And Barnard. Jesus.
Oh, that's heavy, Roy.
Why?
He's a friend of, what, his girlfriend of Jesus.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it was quite a while ago. I'm sure she knew him. Personally?
Oy,
anyway, Gina Lubegira was an Italian actress. I'm sure most of my listeners won't remember. She was a photojournalist and a sculptor. You know that? Did you know that? She was a sculptor. And she was a very pretty woman. Really, she was a very pretty
beautiful
woman. She is, you say? She was in 91. In 91, she's alive. That's good enough. Then I want to say something. There's a... On the 4th of July, today's the 4th of July, remember guys, 4th of July is American whatever, and Malia Ann Obama, that's Obama's girl, Obama's daughter, she was 198, she's 20 years old today, you know, she's 185 centimeters tall, she's almost 8 times height, I mean, think about it, she's an American, she's really not pretty, I mean, how is she going to get a boyfriend?
What?
I'm worried.
Really?
No, she's very pretty.
Nice thing to say.
She can play basketball, you know.
She can play basketball.
You're going to have the American embassy coming down on you, and you
know
what
that is. Good for me. They must. On the 4th of July, they must do that. And I'm sure I'm going to get a medal from Trump. So that's fine. And another guy, Andrew Zimmern. You know this guy, Andrew Zimmern?
No.
If you don't know, then you don't watch those food channels. That's the guy that eats everything. He goes and eats those huge sandwiches and whatever. I don't understand. Now, they call him a culinary...
And he loves bacon.
Who?
He loves bacon.
Good for him. Then he's an American culinary expert.
Culinary expert.
How can you be a culinary... You know, they say on taste. I mean, you can like something, he can like something. But I can not like what you like. You know, it doesn't work. So he's a culinary expert. He's a fat man that likes eating a lot. That's what he is. And he's...
August doesn't eat you.
Yeah, he's 57. Yeah. Anyway, he's really fat. So what I want to say, we were talking about women and stuff. We were talking about women, isn't it, Eitan?
Yeah.
All right.
That's all you ever talk about.
Me?
Yes.
I never talk bad about girls. Don't lie. No, nothing
talk
wrong.
Talk about men for a change.
Sure. Do you want to talk about men? Talk. What do you have against men?
Plenty.
Okay, talk.
They're despicable.
That's it? That's not plenty. It's one.
They made a movie about it. It's called Despicable Me.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, my wife told me she needs more space, so I locked her out of the house. guys. All right. Eitan, what do you have for us?
Well, a quick on the history side, with all due respect to the Americans, yeah. But 1976, on the 4th of July.
1976? Yeah.
Okay, the forces of the Antibi operation
together with
the people that been relieved by this amazing operation arrived to Lod Airport in Israel. And another thing to mention, 1943, this is during World War II, the last attempt of Hitler to gain some kind of movement. Actually caused the greatest or the biggest tank battle in history. It's happened 4th of July 1943, and this was next to the village of Korsak in Russia. That's all for history for today. Enough. I've got something for you of your boyfriend.
My boyfriend?
Yeah. You know Chuck Norris.
Oh, listen.
Yeah, I knew it. Listen. But you know,
like very serious stuff now.
He was shot.
You know,
once.
Chuck Norris. There's no jokes about Chuck Norris.
No, never.
It's no jokes. It's all facts. It's all facts. Yeah, carry on.
Yeah, here. He was shot once.
Yeah,
the bullet died.
I believe so. Yeah, I'll believe.
You know, he's the only one who can slam a revolving door.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. And you know what? Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a story. Mm. So there was this guy, 60-year-old billionaire, got married to this beautiful 23-year-old, but I'm telling you, like a hot 23-year-old.
Drop dead gorgeous.
Yes, gorgeous, gorgeous. So his friends, you know, they're saying, he's 60-year-old, you know. His friends are coming around and said, oh, how did you land this one? He says, you affect my age. He said, yes, what did you say you are? He says, I said, I'm 87.
So she's waiting for him.
Yeah.
You know, Chuck Norris did 5 successful suicide bombing.
Yeah, he can do that, I'm telling you.
And you know, and you know that aliens believe in Chuck Norris.
Do they?
Oh, yeah, all of them.
Don't you have that the wrong way?
What do you mean?
Oh, never mind, it's Chuck Norris.
That's it. Oh, you're getting into the picture at last. Oh,
slowly, yeah. Yeah, you see.
You know.
You have to be a believer. In Chuck Norris, you can't just be. You have to be a believer.
Yeah, a complete believer.
Where's your stuff?
You know,
where's your stuff?
You know that Chuck Norris runs until the treadmill get tired?
For sure. You know, can I tell you something? Can I get... So my wife came to say, darling, can I go out in this dress? I said, yes, dear. It's dark outside. Yeah.
You know, yeah. Chuck Norris, he decided he went to vacation. He went to France. So he took a bike. He was riding a bike. And he won the Tour de France. By mistake.
Huh?
By default.
Where's your stuff?
Why you keep asking me where's your stuff?
You know, it was
you
a tourist.
You and Aitan on a roll. Keep it going.
No, but I want your stuff. I want your stuff because you said you're prepared, so go for it. Yeah, Sunshine, I'm waiting.
Men are like clouds. Once they are gone, it's a beautiful day.
No. This one, we need to remember and remind.
Why?
We're in the future use.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So what's the point of saying anything if you're just going to boo it?
Well,
we
can keep on trying.
No, thanks. I'll give up.
You know, Chuck Norris, it's the only weapon that is allowed through security in the airport. You know, you remember there was this movie, The Spartan?
For sure.
It's having a different name. But anyway, if Chuck Norris would play in this movie, they will call it One.
A little boy was looking at his mom at the wedding and says, "Mommy, why the girl is dressed all in white?" His mom answers, "The girl called the bride, and she's in her element, like she's the best day or the happiest day of her life." The boy says, "Okay, why the boy is dressed all in black?"
Beep,
because
beep,
he's Satan. Beep.
You know, Chuck Norris shot a man to death.
Yeah,
with an unloaded toy gun. But you know, today is the 4th of July, America, and all of this. So I've got something to do actually with America. You know, the Statue of Liberty. You know, it's actually the statue is alive.
Just, is it?
Yeah, Chuck Norris told it not to move.
So there was two old people talking at night. He says, "You know, the husband is quite like Eitan. Like he can't sit in one place, and he's always talking about women and whatever." So he says, "Oh, tell me, how are you so calm?
Excuse Hold on a second. Me. No. Eitan doesn't talk about women. You're the one that disrespects women.
I talk about women. He talks about girls.
Yeah, exactly. So this couple was saying, I mean, the husband came to the wife and says, how can you be so nice? Well, I always talk bad about you and, you know, and I've got moods and whatever. You know, she says to him, every time you talk bad like this, you know, I relax. I go to the toilet and I clean the toilet. He says, and that helps? He says, yeah, I cleaned with your toothbrush.
I've got one for you, another famous American, you know, Clark Kent.
Yes.
Okay, you know that he had to call himself Superman because Chuck Norris was taken.
Yeah. You know, they say they had a competition between Superman and Chuck Norris, and whoever one's going to wear is going to wear the underwear on top of the pyjamas. Whoever lost is going to
be out. You know, when Batman is in trouble, he's switching on the Chuck Norris light. Projector.
They say Superman sleep with the Chuck Norris pyjamas. So, you know, today I was driving. The true story, guys. I was driving to the new place of Chai, so I didn't know the place. I put in a navigation system, and I put the you know, Chai FM, whatever. So it was telling me turn left, turn right, recalculating, turn left, turn right, recalculating. I said, you know what? Go to hell. And he took me to my mother-in-law's house. Oh. You like, huh? You like. Don't say you don't like.
I don't have an attitude problem.
Don't you?
No.
So why you work for cash-in?
I don't.
You don't work for cash-in?
No, oh. I don't.
Yeah?
I work with cash-in.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah? Yeah.
I have a personality that you can't handle.
Can't I?
No.
Right. I actually like the way the joke went just now.
Is it? That's it. You know, a man and his wife go to the doctor, and the doctor asks, "Do you share the same blood group?" The husband says, "We might as well. You know, she's sucking my blood for the last 25 years.
You know, when Chuck Norris was born, the doctor shouted, "It's a man!"
Good friends don't let you do stupid things alone.
No, but listen. So this little boy asked, "Mommy, why all the cars are beeping their horns?" I said, "Because there's a wedding going on." Mm. He says, "But isn't a horn a warning sign, Mommy?" Exactly.
Signal.
Beep, beep. You know the Guinness Book of Record?
Yeah.
It's actually Chuck Norris Elementary School report card. Taking a second, I understand.
It did, huh?
You know,
he climbed Mount Everest. He decided to break the record.
Yeah?
It took him 15 minutes. 14 minutes he was busy in the bottom of the mountain making a snowman.
You know, this woman comes to her husband and says, I had enough with your silly remarks about my weight. I'm leaving you. But honey, what about the child? He said, what child? He says, oh, you're not pregnant.
That is so wrong.
That is wrong. Huh?
You know,
yeah.
Talk, Irene.
If you can't confuse them, sorry.
Okay. You see, that's why we have a rerun. Try again.
If you can't convince them, confuse them, which is men. It's easy to...
And we just got confused. Okay.
Here we go. It worked.
So it's because of us, of with us.
Men are like tiles. Lay them right and you can walk all over them. Forever. I love this.
Who's that? What is that?
I don't know.
It's
men are like tiles. Yeah. Lay them right and they walk all over them. You know what?
Forever.
I hate you.
I love you.
I hate you. So,
love you.
You know what? I don't understand why. Why?
Keep them coming.
I thought I've got only guys. Only.
Fabulous. Come, Moshe.
Listen. So
something.
Let me tell you, Rodney Dangerfield. He says, and my sex life is nothing to crow about.
Write home about.
Yeah, something like this. At my age, I'm envious of this stiff wind. My girlfriend's so ugly, two guys broke into her apartment. She yelled rape. They yelled no. That's Rodney's. It's finished.
Yeah, almost.
1856. Yeah.
You see, it's a new studio. It's so comfy. The time flies.
Yeah, it does. It is comfortable. And you know what? It's warm.
Yeah.
So warm.
That's why I said we're sitting with jacket because we
used to
the pre-experience.
Yeah. And we don't need blankets and beanies.
You know what it says? It says that Rodney says, my daughter has been picked up so many times that she started growing handles.
Let me give you the last Chuck Norris for
today. All right.
You know, because you like him so much, this one, if they would make a movie of Chuck Norris standing still.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all he's doing. They will rate it R for extreme violence.
Let me tell you. Do you remember the first time you had sex? I do. And boy, when I was scared, I was alone.
Right. This is for Trevor.
It's allowed.
Hey, I didn't say Sashki, we created new borders. So
I don't understand.
This one's for Trevor. A good lawyer knows the law.
You said a good lawyer. Say again. No, say again. A good lawyer, you said.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, say a good lawyer. Trevor, are you listening? Yeah. talking about you, yeah.
A good lawyer knows the law. A great lawyer knows the judge.
That's good.
That's in South Africa.
Yeah.
Only in South Africa. So what do we have in South Africa? And I'm sorry, we started the hour with a little bit of a stiff face. Don't forget to join us tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We will be here. It's going to be myself. It's going to be Peter Feldman and Moshe Starograd. We're going to be the three of us together.
And maybe.
No, Liel won't make it. No, you won't make it.
Who knows? He's crazy.
No, shame, man. He won't make it.
No. It's up to him.
It's up to him, but I don't think he's going to make it. He's going to come.
I will give him the message, don't make it.
No, I don't. He mustn't make it.
Oh, this one's for you, Roy. Life is so much funnier when you have a dirty mind.
Oh, right. Thank God my mind is so clean.
Oh, so clean.
I'm telling you, my mind is so clean that they left Sasha specially here to monitor our minds. What? Say I'm wrong.
The border police.
Never interrupt your enemy.
And let me tell you, all those bad jokes, they come here on the, not for me. I'm not even, I don't even,
Roy,
I'm just,
are
I'm
you
just
trying
reading
to say you just, you read that joke off the...
My mind?
Rubbish.
No problem, my mind is bad.
We are very creative.
Well, here you go, you just admitted it.
Yeah, but my mind is bad, no.
Roy.
Yeah.
Tabo is doing sequels of rounds.
I want to say goodbye. I'm not going to see you next week. I'm not going to be next week. Yeah, Liel's
so
going to be.
So who's the camera going to be on?
Liel.
And you.
And Irene, if she'll be here. Yeah. So, guys, I wish you a great night. And what do you say? Happy 4th of July.
Yeah.
To the Americans.
And keep warm and be safe.
Fire